Ladies and guys who like ladies, today is day 43 of the Inner Winner Show. I'm Andy. How are you all doing? This is going to be a bit of a different one. We're going to have a bit of fun with this, and you may or may not be able to hear in the background that I'm sitting outside and I have two very fucking loud dogs right next to me, panting like crazy. I don't know if that'll show up on the microphone or not. I can probably just edit it out in post-production. I felt like sitting out here, getting a bit of sunshine, because today's episode is going to be a bit of a fun one. The whole point of today's episode is how to have fun when you're outside talking to girls, cold approaching or day game, whatever you want to call it. How do you make that fun? I just got off a coaching call with one of my clients, and he's been feeling a bit bummed about certain things in his life. He's going outside. He's approaching girls, but he's not really enjoying it as much as he wants to be. He's been getting a couple of like neutral reactions. He hasn't had any bad reactions, but because he's kind of not feeling great himself right now, he's obviously giving off energy of like apathy. Like he's not really enjoying it. He's kind of just going through the motions, and girls are going to mirror that same sort of energy. Like if you go up to a girl and you're like, hey, how's it going? You're cute. And you're not really that excited or energetic. I mean, she's going to match your level. She's going to go like, hey, thank you. Whereas if you walk up to a girl and you're like, hey, you're super cute. And I had to tell you, she'd be like, oh, thank you. That's just a natural human response. We respond to the energy that's given to us from other people. Hello, little doggy. I'm throwing the ball. I've got like a little tennis ball. And I'm throwing it to the dogs. And this one dog I've got here is a cute little black dog. I have literally no idea what type of dog he is. I'm like fucking hopeless with breeds. But he does this weird thing where he holds onto the ball and he won't give it to me until I like try and fight him. And then he'll immediately let go. Okay, so you're out hitting on girls. If you're not really feeling it, they're going to give you the same energy back. If you kind of can't be bothered being there, it's hard for them to, well, they're just naturally going to match that excitement level. And that can be like a spiral because you're not getting great reactions from the girls. It's then like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You start thinking like, this is a waste of time. This isn't that fun. None of the girls are giving me good reactions. I'm not really enjoying myself. Like there's no point to this. I'm not getting any phone numbers. Like, why am I even doing this? It's really hard, but one of the things I said to him was like, you need to fight against that apathy and fight against that almost like depression, because he's got some other things going on in his life right now. So fair enough, he is a little like bummed. He's in a bit of a rut emotionally. I said, you need to fight against that and almost get angry at it and decide that you're not going to let it rule you, so to speak. And to some extent, you are just fighting your own emotions. And I know that is easier said than done, but you really do have to fight back. So how is he going to fight back? What did I tell him to do? The first thing I said to do was grab some music, get some headphones, put on either your favorite music or, you know, listen to a podcast or a YouTube video, like something that will make you happy. It can either be your favorite sort of songs that you already know can pull you out of a rut. Like everybody's got a couple of favorite songs that make them feel better. Pick one of those or just put on some like a happy genre of music, whatever it is that you enjoy. I like drum and bass, particularly liquid drum and bass. I find that quite uplifting. Synth wave is quite uplifting. I mean, I guess some people are into like heavy metal and especially the uplifting songs. There are some like really passionate heavy metal songs. Whatever it is, pick a type of music or a particular song that you like listening to. Hello, little doggy. And blast that. I used to do this all the damn time when I was out talking to girls because I really struggled to get into a good frame of mind because I was super insecure. I was super neurotic. I was always in my head. I was obsessed with like bad reactions and terrified of them. And so I would listen to music when I was doing this stuff. And I had probably like five favorite songs that I would listen to each time. And I would just kind of play those songs on loop. Sometimes I'd just pick one of those five songs and just loop it over and over and over again, almost like I was like getting into a trance or like a meditation. Like I was trying to brainwash myself into being in a good frame of mind. And I used to do this probably every single time when I went out to hit on girls. Like every single time. Maybe there was like five times ever where I didn't listen to some music first. Because I started thinking, like, do I need this? Like, can I do this without? And a few times I proved, yeah, I can do this without. But, like, whatever crutch you have to use, and music is just a crutch to help you talk to girls, I'm always of the mindset of, like, just use whatever you have to do to get the job done. As long as it's not something unhealthy, like, don't fucking take, I don't know, cocaine or something every time you want to go out talking to girls. You're welcome to do that. You'll probably fucking wreck your heart if you want to do that. Whatever healthy crutch you need to use, I'm all for like using that. I always advocate people do whatever the fuck they have to do to get to their mission. To get to their goal. And if that involves you listening to music every single time you go and talk to girls, like, cool, who gives a shit? You're going to build an awesome sex life. You're going to build... If you're looking for just one girlfriend, fine. Like, you can easily do that. You don't need to be Mr., you know, strong, alpha, stoic male who doesn't need any crutches. We all need crutches. I wouldn't have gotten anything done if I hadn't used all the crutches that I've used in my life. Don't be too good for using music or some of the other tricks that I'll talk about in order to get results. So podcasts also work. Music works. I will say listen to it in one ear. Like, if you have headphones that you can plug into one ear only and leave the other, like, side unplugged, absolutely do that. Because what I found is if I listened in both ears, you kind of get, like, wrapped up in the music or the podcast or whatever it is. And it's hard to, it's like it pulls you out of the outside world. And it's like you're not in the moment anymore. You're kind of, like, in the music or the podcast or whatever it is you're listening to. And it makes it, or at least it did for me and other people, like friends of mine and stuff, it makes it harder to then pull yourself out of that when you see a cute girl. It's harder to like reconnect with the world, if that makes sense, because you're so like deep in the music. Whereas if you just listen in one ear, you're still somewhat like tethered to the outside world. You're still somewhat connected to the outside world. So it's not that like jarring when you see a girl. You're just like, oh yeah, I'm already like, I can already hear the sounds of the street, or I can hear other people around me. And the music's just in one ear, but I can hear the outside world as well. Oh, look, there's that cute girl. I'll go say hi. It's not one or the other. You're kind of like between two worlds, so to speak. So I used to do that all the time. Like all the time. And I specifically chose songs that would make me smile as soon as they came on. So if I was not really feeling it, or if I was a bit anxious, or if I was like depressed, or like whatever I felt that day, if I just didn't feel like talking to girls, I'd put a song on that I knew would make me smile, and then I'd hear the song and yeah, you literally smile. And everybody has a song like that. And that would instantly, it didn't necessarily make hitting on girls. No, I won't say it. I'll start again. It made hitting on girls easier because I was in a better frame of mind, because I was happy. And even if I was nervous or I didn't really feel like hitting on girls, it's like, yeah, but this just pulled me into a happy place. I'm in a much better position than I was before this song started. Like, okay, let's like talk to some girls now. Let's get it done. The next thing that I told this client of mine is because he was feeling a little down and he felt like it was apathetic. Sorry, he felt apathetic and he didn't feel like doing this, like talking to girls. I said, okay, your mission is when you go outside, you have to find five things to be grateful for. Look around outside, pick anything you want, and tell me what you're grateful, or tell yourself what you're grateful for. It can be the sun. I'm grateful for the sun. It can be I'm grateful for the fucking footpath that I get to walk on. I'm grateful for people around me. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm intelligent and self-aware. I'm grateful for, like, girls that I get to hit on. I'm grateful for the girls that smile at me when I do hit on them. Like, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm grateful for my parents, literally anything. I'm grateful for the fucking trees and the leaves on the trees because they look nice. Pick anything that makes you feel happy, anything that you can be grateful for, and say it to yourself in your head. I'm grateful for this. Pick five things. Do that when you first leave the house. That puts you in a like a gratitude sort of frame of mind. You're walking around saying like, this is a blessing. Being here is a blessing. I'm fucking grateful that I get to be alive. I'm grateful that I'm out here talking to girls. You want to be in that sort of positive mindset because you will have... Drop the ball, young man. This fucking dog won't let... Oi, give me the ball. You little asshole. Give me that fucking ball, son. I'm like 10 times bigger than you. You better drop the ball. I'll fucking wreck you, mate. I will fucking wreck you. Yeah, you give me that ball. And then he runs like a little bitch. You better fucking chase that ball, son. Oh, he caught it. Good job. Yeah, so... Where the fuck was my train of thought? Goddamn dogs distracting me. I have no idea what the fuck I was talking about. I actually lost my train of thought. So let's go back to being in a good frame of mind. There will be days where you're not in a good frame of mind and you have two choices at that point. You can either say like, okay, I'll stay in this shitty frame of mind and be negative and just do it anyway. And I probably won't enjoy myself, or maybe I'll start enjoying myself if I get a couple of good reactions, but the start of it is going to suck because I'm in a bad mood right now. Or you can say like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to fix this bad mood immediately. Like I want to get in a good frame of mind before I even start this. And you can just take like 3 minutes to do that. Like it literally, this shit only takes 3 minutes. Think of five things you're grateful for. They don't have to be big things, just five things around you at that point in time or in your life or whatever that you're grateful for, and then put on a happy song that you like. Bam, 3 minutes, you're happy. You might not be wonderfully happy. You might not be as happy as you are on a good day. You might still be a little negative and depressed, but you're still like 10%, at least 10% better than where you were before you put on the song and before you named what you were grateful for. It also, the gratitude exercise also gets you out of your own head and back into the real world. Because when you're in a negative frame of mind, or when you're a bit depressed, or, you know, you're tired, whatever it is, you're kind of in your head. Like negative thoughts are you literally in your head. Positive thoughts are usually you out of your head, especially if you do this gratitude exercise. If you look around you and pick five things you're grateful for, by definition, that gets you out of your head. You are now looking at the real world. You're interfacing with the real world, the world around you, like reality, essentially. Whereas negative thoughts are you stuck in your head, and sometimes they're not reality. Like sometimes we can be incredibly negative to the point where it's just like unrealistically negative. You know, you're like, I'll never get laid. No girl will ever like me. I'll always be a loser. That's not fucking true. How is that true? That's the furthest thing from the truth. If you just keep working on yourself, you will absolutely get laid or get a girlfriend or improve yourself. Like all the things you want, you will absolutely do that. So your negative thoughts are literally untrue in that moment because you're stuck in your head. So your goal is to pull yourself out of your head if you're not in a good frame of mind and interface with the real world, connect to the real world. Get back in touch with the world around you and get back to reality, I guess, like to more accurate thinking. Like if you look around yourself and say, I'm grateful for the sun, I'm grateful for the trees, I'm grateful for like these two goddamn dogs chasing the ball, whatever it is you're grateful for, that's you connecting yourself to the outside world, which then makes it far easier to walk up to a girl and connect to her. I'm in a grateful state of mind. So therefore, I'm going to be grateful when this girl talks to me, or I'm grateful for the opportunity to walk up to her and talk to her. I'm grateful if she gives me her phone number. I'll be grateful even if she doesn't, because hey, like at least I'm talking to girls and that makes me feel grateful. I'm glad that I get to do this. I'm glad I get to improve myself. It also reminds you, and I think this is probably the most important point, doing this gratitude exercise and also the music as well, but especially the gratitude exercise, it reminds you that you're out here to have fun. Like this is supposed to be an enjoyable experience. This isn't supposed to be a chore. You're out here talking to girls because you want to either get laid or get a girlfriend or even just be a more social, confident person. These are good, positive things. And these are fun things. Going on a date is fun as hell. Having sex is obviously fucking fun. you are on this path and you are doing these things and you are improving because you are trying to make yourself, you are trying to build a better life for yourself. You are supposed to be having fun. This is supposed to be a good thing. It is not supposed to be work or a chore or a grind or something you have to push yourself through. And I think there is some, there are a bunch of people that say like, oh, these are just tricks and hacks and you shouldn't be doing these things, Andy. Like, you need to just be able to go outside no matter what your frame of mind is. And even if you're negative, you should still be able to hit on girls and blah, 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 blah. This is supposed to be fucking fun. And if I can give you like a couple of tricks or exercises that make this stuff instantly fun or more fun than you would be if you were depressed, absolutely, you should be doing those. Don't listen to anyone who says like, oh, frame of mind and state of mind is like a, just a trick and don't worry about that shit. Like, absolutely get yourself into a good frame of mind if you can. It makes no sense, I should say, and you always can, by doing tricks like this and other tricks I will give you. It is always better to be happy, right? Like, do you not want to be happy when instead of depressed or apathetic? Why would you ever choose depression or apathy or just like a neutral feeling when you can just use some quick tricks to make yourself feel good and to enjoy the activity that you're doing? And this is similar to a previous podcast I did where I talked about like the meaning of life. The meaning of life is really just like, or how to be happy. You just want to be happy in every single moment. Even if you have to use tricks, as long as they're healthy tricks, like don't take heroin. Even if you have to use tricks to make yourself happy in every moment and you have to keep doing that every single hour for the rest of your life, like that's not a bad thing. If you can be happy in every single moment or most moments for the rest of your life by tricking yourself, by using these like life hacks, isn't that a good thing? You get to the end of your life and you're like, man, I was happy in like 99% of my moments and I had to use a bunch of tricks and literally like reward myself and use these like mental hacks and life hacks and stuff in order to do it. Like, but man, what a happy life I had. Like, what does it fucking matter if you used a crutch or if you cheated or if you used like life hacks or whatever? Just do whatever the fuck you have to do in order to be happy. And use the same tricks when you go out talking to girls, when you're cold approaching or day gaming, whatever you want to fucking call it. When you go outside to talk to women, to hit on them, use any tricks that you need to make it fun. The whole purpose of this and the whole reason I'm assuming you're doing this is not because you like to punish yourself and, you know, say to yourself like, no, bitch, you're depressed right now, but you need to just fucking man up and do it. Like, what is the why? Why are you beating yourself up? It's almost like that comes out of an anger, like a self-hatred, like I shouldn't be feeling negative right now. So the fact that I am feeling negative is a bad thing. So I need to beat myself up and call myself a pussy and just shut the fuck up and go out there and do it anyway. Why don't you try being nice to yourself? And that is the purpose of these two tricks. You put on music to be nice to yourself and you state five things that you're grateful for in order to be nice to yourself. And you will find life is a lot easier, a lot more enjoyable, it goes a lot smoother, and you have a much nicer time if you can start being nice to yourself instead of just punishing yourself and beating yourself up and forcing yourself to do something when you don't really want to do it. You can use these tricks and other tricks to get yourself in a positive frame of mind so that you actually want to do this stuff and you actually enjoy doing this stuff instead of it being a fucking grind. Life is way, way, way too short to be grinding. And I'll leave you with a quote by one of my favorite philosophers. Well, I guess he was a writer, wasn't he? A poet and a writer, Oscar Wilde. And he said, "Life is far too important to be taken seriously."